A Prayer to Trust God's Promises by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Psalm 91:14. If you were sitting across the table from me today and asked me to open my Bible to Psalm 91, you'd see the word peace written above the text. Years ago, I was in the midst of an intense season of spiritual battle. Nighttime was especially hard for me, even harder on the nights my husband was traveling for work. But one particular night, I realized I had to hand my battle over to the Lord. I reached out to my Bible study teacher and asked her if there was a place in Scripture she'd recommend I go. She pointed my heart to Psalm 91. She told me to not only read it, but to pray it and study the promises that God had woven all throughout it. This portion of God's Word became a safe haven for my heart, and it still is. What I love, and what you'll read if you study, is that this psalm has "I will" or "He will" promises from the Lord all throughout. Here's just a few. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. It's laced with the promises we find in the Lord when we make him our dwelling place, our refuge, and as we trust him to be our protector. It's places like this in Scripture where the Lord has spelled out for us what we mean to him and all that he desires for us as a good father, the perfect father. Though hardships, attacks, and pain happen to us in this life, we see the confirmation here through Psalm 91 when it says, "Hold fast to the Lord in love. He will deliver us. He will protect us because we know his name. When we call to him, he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will rescue us, satisfy us, and show us his salvation." Isn't that amazing? He will show us his salvation. We get to see his salvation poured out by his grace and mercy over our lives and the eternal security that awaits us. What a comfort this is. Psalm 91 isn't the only place we see these types of promises, but all throughout his word, he continues to clarify his desires and promises to our heart. He reveals to us what peace, joy, goodness, and sanctification look like through a life tethered to him. He teaches us what it means to trust in him. He teaches us that as believers, we don't need to live in fear of what lies ahead or be overcome when the enemy attacks. Instead, we get to take refuge in our all-knowing, always pursuing Heavenly Father. Pray with me. Lord, as the waves of fear come, I pray you would stir up in me a heart that desires to run to you. I pray for an unwavering trust in your goodness and praise you that you are my refuge. Thank you for your unfailing love, grace, and mercy over my life. I pray the promises of Psalm 91 over my life right now. That no harm would overtake me, that no disaster would come near me. I pray that your angels would guard me in all my ways. I pray that because you love me, you would rescue me, protect me, and be with me in my troubles, even if those troubles are all in my imagination. Calm my fears and bring your peace to my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.